This is Ozarks at Large. With me via Zoom is Courtney Lanny. And Courtney, welcome back. And second, we're going to talk vampires.
Kyle, thanks for having me. First and second, yes. Yes, we are, Kyle.
All right. So of all the genres in Hollywood, on movies, in television, in actually global cinema, one that has the potential to be the most tired, vampires. They've been making vampire movies since film was invented. So always trying to find a different way, a new way, a novel way to portray these characters. What's the movie this week, and did they accomplish that?
So the movie this week is called Day Shift, and I'd say, yeah, they accomplished it well enough. You know, I think vampires are almost, you know, there are subgenres of vampire movies. You can't just say vampire movies, because you have straighter, poorer ones like Let Me In and 30 Days of Night. You have classics like
Dracula.
I always forget. Right, Dracula, played by Count Dooku and Saruman, whose name I've forgotten.
See, Christopher Lee.
Christopher Lee, yes. You have his Dracula movies dating back to the 50s and 60s.
Right. Hammer Films made those movies.
Yes. And then, of course, you have my personal favorite, Daybreakers. You have the more sci-fi zombies, vampires, which I enjoy quite a bit.
Well, this one stars an Oscar winner. We'll get to that in a minute. In fact, the cast is, just looking at the cast, it makes me think this is intended to be kind of a fun movie.
It is. You know, if you look at all the different vampire movies we have so far and try to compare it to this one, I'd say this one comes out pretty close to From Dusk Till Dawn. Many people will remember Quentin Tarantino and George Clooney, sort of a westernish feel to a vampire killing movie. And that's what this is. This movie's fun. Got Jamie Foxx in the lead role as a vampire hunter working in LA, trying to scrape enough money together to pay for things like his daughter's tuition and his daughter's braces. And you know, they cast Snoop Dogg in this movie as a vampire killer. And they just told him, have fun, kill vampires. And sure enough, he did. I don't think he's going to win an Oscar for his performance, but it did make me wonder why we waited until 2022 for Hollywood to give us a movie about Snoop Dogg killing vampires.
I'm sold. I'm in already. So Jamie Foxx, who of course won the Oscar for Ray, he is the lead vampire killer. What's in it for him?
Well, like I said, he sells vampire fangs to get money. In fact, in this movie, they have almost a tiny bit of a John Wick style setup. They've got like a secret vampire hunters union with just a whole bunch of vampire hunters. And you join the union, you get health benefits, oddly enough, which I imagine you need in such a deadly job like this, and cash, which again, he can use to pay for things like his daughter's tuition and his daughter's braces. And he's just cool. This movie is borderline B-movie, but the one person that keeps it out of B-movie territory is Jamie Foxx. He's just so dang charming and cool.
So you have fun. Is there blood and gore?
Yes. Not enough that, you know, you'd turn off your average viewer. It's fun, average, bloody vampire movie.
All right. This sounds like for 120 minutes, if you like vampire movies, if you like Jamie Foxx, you're going to like this. But you may not remember the specific plot points in a few weeks.
That sounds about right, yeah.
And that's on Netflix.
That's on Netflix, starting today.
Anything coming to the movie theaters or to other streaming services this week?
Yeah, this is kind of a streaming-heavy week. There's a lot of stuff coming out to streaming. For example, on Paramount Plus, they have a new film coming out called Secret Headquarters. It's a new superhero movie starring Owen Wilson, who has a secret headquarters.
Spoiler alert.
Wow.
Well, what will we talk about next week?
Next week, I'll review a new anime film for you in the Dragon Ball Z universe. You know, even if you don't know anything about Japanese animation, you've probably heard or seen Dragon Ball Z. This is a new movie set in that universe.
You're going to have to, I mean, I have seen those words Dragon Ball Z for about 50 years, it seems, and I've never really known whether it was a game, whether it was a video game, whether it was a television series, whether it was a movie franchise. So I'm going to learn a lot next week.
All of the above, Kyle. All of the above.
Okay. I do know it's one of the most profitable franchises, entertainment franchises in history.
It is, and it's been going for quite some time.
Okay, we'll talk about that next week. You can read the full review of Day Shift in today's Arkansas Democrat Gazette. You can watch it today on Netflix. Courtney, as always, thank you so much for your time.
Kyle, thanks for having me.